With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're going to the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline right now to talk to our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Ross, I'm glad that you made it on with us here today and that you survived the hunger that I'm sure was gripping you in that Buffalo press box with that horrible, horrible food spread that they had up there.
Yeah, well, first of all, Sean, actually rearranging the schedule for Casario, who loves to bump me, specifically to bump me every time. He always picks 7:30 Central. he does on purpose. He could pick any other time, but he likes to bump me. It actually worked out perfectly. I just landed an hour ago. I was on the sideline last night. Yeah. For the Rams and Cardinals, so I just took the red eye flight back to Philadelphia. So it actually worked out great. I can talk to you guys while I'm driving home. So that worked out awesome. And by the way, I don't know if you guys saw my social media at Ross Tucker NFL, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. The SoFi Stadium, the Rams and Chargers Stadium, is amazing, and the press box food was so good.
Oh.
A stark contrast from Buffalo, where I think it's it used to be pretty decent in Buffalo. I think it's really COVID related now, where they're just doing the box sandwiches. Which, by the way, people need to understand this. I'm never complaining.
Yeah,
I am always evaluating, grading, and judging. I take this seriously. I'm the world's foremost expert on press box food.
Yep.
And so I need to document it with video evidence, pictures, and people are like, it's so funny because I literally said Buffalo press box food, no video needed, and like I got 10 people, how are you going to complain about free food, man? Like, it's amazing. Like, I wanted to say to those people, like, go back and reread the tweet, buddy. I didn't complain at all. People, like, it's a fascinating lesson. Like, you could tweet something like "the," and half the people would be like, totally, totally agree. And the other half would be like, what?
Yep.
It's not about "the," it's about "that."
Yeah, totally.
One thing you did tweet last night, which I thought was appropriate, was, okay, we're all so now there's going to be a whole bunch of people complaining about the non-competitiveness of five seeds.
Seth's right.
It's five seeds. By the way, that's a great example, Seth. So I think you guys already know this because you're on the radio every day. But there's a lot of people out there that are not the brightest bulbs. And, you know, when I tweeted that, you know, now we get to hear all the people complain about how the NFL never should have let five teams in the playoffs because the fifth seeds aren't competitive.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm so tired of that argument with the seven seeds. I mean, so tired of it, which is why I was saying that facetiously. Of course, I mean, first of all, you know, I'm disappointed that the Steelers and the Eagles weren't more competitive, but only two of the six games were competitive. And the Cardinals are a five seed. They got destroyed. And by the way, if you don't want to watch the two seed versus the seven seed game, then don't. Nobody cares if you watch it or not.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. So, Ross, you had an up-close look at that thing last night. Where are we at with Kyler Murray right now?
Well, it's funny that you should ask that, because I was just on in Philadelphia, and you guys know I do the Eagles pregame and their preseason television, and the big thing in Philadelphia is whether or not Jalen Hurts should be the quarterback. Should they get somebody else? Should they go after Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, blah, blah, blah. What I find so interesting, you know, Jalen Hurts had a bad game. He had a bad game. But, you know, Kyler Murray was awful last night. Awful. I mean, clearly the worst of any quarterback this weekend. Yet you won't hear anybody saying that about him. And it's because of entry point. It's because of sort of, there's like a class system in the NFL. Nobody's complaining about Mac Jones not looking great in his first playoff performance because he's a first-round pick. Meanwhile, if Davis Mills played how Mac Jones played, people would be like, oh, I don't know. It's just uncanny how much the conversation is framed by what the guy's draft status was. If Jalen Hurts was a first-round pick, nobody would be saying anything in Philadelphia other than, well, yeah, okay, he didn't play well. It's his first playoff game on the road against Tom Brady. I understand. But no, because he's a second-round pick, it's like, literally, the same people that before the game picked the Eagles to win the game and said at 12:45 Eastern, they picked the Eagles to win the game and said Jalen Hurts clearly a franchise quarterback. By 2:45, I see these same people saying Eagles need to upgrade a quarterback. Hurts can't do it. It's unbelievable. Like, if that's your logic, if that's your thought process, then you're really struggling from a logic perspective.
Ross, I like to ask you questions like this sometimes to get your outside perspective. I would say around here in Houston, I think the majority of people assume, which we should never do, but we assume that Caserio hired David Culley with the purpose that, okay, things were going to be rough for at least a year or two, and they wanted to hire a coach that might be the best and most capable at kind of guiding a team through a really rough patch, if by attitude or what have you. But that perhaps once the Texans got in a better spot, they might hire a different type of coach. Does it make sense to you that maybe just the fact that Davis Mills showed himself to be a potential starting caliber NFL quarterback was enough to trigger, okay, the next stage in the process for the Texans and to move on to a new, maybe a forever head coach, so to speak?
Yeah, I think the Culley hiring, you guys would have to tell me, you know more about it. But I do feel like perhaps when they first hired him, I thought maybe they thought he would be able to relate to Deshaun Watson and get Deshaun to play this year. So I thought that was part of it. I thought that was like part one. And then part two was if he can't and we can't, then, you know, he'll be a guy that is exactly what you just described, Seth. You know, a 1 year, see what he can do, keep the guys together, rally them so that they play for him. And while I think David Culley got a raw deal and deserves another year, you know, it's not that dissimilar from what they do with players. You know, I mean, Nick Caserio is going to come on in 20 minutes, and I think he – probably likes Culley, probably thinks Culley did a pretty good job. But ultimately, I think he's very confident he can get someone who's better. And so it's kind of hard for me to knock that. I mean, what are they going to do? They're having meetings right now. They're going over every single position on the roster, and they're going to try to figure out a plan for how they can get better at every single spot. So I guess on some level, why should head coach be any different? I think Caserio, especially with whether it's Flores or McDaniels or Mayo, people he knows, I think he's extremely confident that those guys would be better head coaches than Culley.
Yeah, I personally, I've never understood at all why coaches get a different treatment than players when it comes to after they get fired. People feel bad for the coaches, and I just don't get it. I think these guys fire over 50% of their employees every single year, and then all of a sudden, hey, when it happens to them, like, oh my God,
they're the ones with fully guaranteed contracts too. Cully's walking out the door with $22 million.
Yeah, yeah.
That is a great point, Sean. Like, cry me a river, and feel free to go ahead and fire me anytime you want if I can get $22 million.
Yes, absolutely. So, Ross, before we get you out of here, what do you think the perception is right now of this Houston Texans head coaching job as compared to the other seven openings that are out there right now?
It's a good question. I think that I'd have to actually like list them and go through them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it really depends on what you think of only a couple people, really. Cal McNair, Jack Easterby, Nick Caserio, and Davis Mills.
Mm-hmm.
I think the perception is that they've got a chance to make a pretty big step next year. And that they've got some of the pieces in place, and that this will be a good offseason for them, especially after they presumably trade Deshaun Watson. But, you know, it's funny, Sean. Maybe I should have done more research. I haven't really thought of, like, I need to go through and actually rank the openings. Although, you know, the Raiders are interviewing people, even though I guess I thought they'd give it to Bisaccia. But now that they fired Mike Mayock, that doesn't look like that's going to be the case. I mean, the Raiders are going to end up blowing this thing. It's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they've got a good thing going. There were reports of GM candidates getting dropped yesterday before the Mayock firing had even been announced. Like, it was weird, man.
Very weird. Not good. Dysfunctional. Typical Raiders.
Yep, absolutely. That's our NFL Insider, Odyssey NFL Insider, Ross Tucker. He's on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Ross, we appreciate it. Taking that red eye and jumping on with us, we really appreciate it. Drive safe, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Of course. Sounds great, guys. See ya.
All right, see ya. Ross Tucker joining us on the program as he does each and every week, and making time, being adaptable here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.